Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, so grateful to be here. Hey, thank you for your response. Thanks for supporting Relevant Radio, too. I just want to throw that out to you. It's our last pledge drive of the year, and great response yesterday. I'm so happy. I'm going to be joined by my colleague, Garen Colson, here in just a quick second. He was with me on this trip, and I want to talk to you a little bit about something we don't discuss a whole lot. And believe it or not, I don't know if you know this, but Christians in the Holy Land, they're threatened with extinction. You're thinking, what? No way, man. The Catholic Church must be huge in the Holy Land. No, not at all. We'll tell you about it. But very grateful for your charity. I just want to say thank you for calling in and for supporting Relevant Radio, because that's really what you do. You support the Christians in the Holy Land when you get this cross we brought back, because they were the ones who actually made it. We were able to buy it from them and support them. And if you're just tuning in, I'll fill you in on where this thing has gone, because I only have about 55 minutes maybe left in my broadcast today. And this is one of the most rare and unique premiums I think we've ever brought back. There's lots of relics, lots of different things we brought back. I love the Divine Mercy stuff, but this cross here is special. It really is. You know, I was talking when I took this trip to the Holy Land. I knew Christians are persecuted. I happen to be a Knight of the Holy Sepulchre. And, you know, I support the efforts of the Christians over there. I think it's important that we do. Not everybody is plugged into what's going on over there. But, you know, Christ established a church, right, in the Holy Land. And from there, it's spread out across the world. 2,000 years later, you would think that the very birthplace of Christianity would be thriving with Catholics. But it's not. I mean, Christians are just a tiny minority, around 2% if you include Israel and Jordan. Might even be lower than that. They're under terrible persecution, and many of them are leaving, and it really is quite tragic. So Garen Colson, who was with me on the trip, Garen is the Vice President and Director of Sponsorship here for Relevant Radio, and I'll put a plug in for what you do, Garen. If you've got something that you really think would feed the Relevant Radio audience and bless us, get a hold of Garen. Garen will connect you, and you know, he does a wonderful job in making sure that you know, your brand gets out there. So I think it's great. But I'm grateful for what you do behind the scene. We all play different parts in helping with this mission of Catholic evangelization. You know, I'm behind the mic. Mike's the Executive Vice President of Programming. You know, you're out there with sponsorship, helping people find really great, you know, products and clients to connect with, and we're all in it together. And it all supports our mission, the church here in America and around the world. We're kind of a virtual parish. When you and I were over in the Holy Land, one of the big takeaways for a lot of pilgrims, Garen, is the fact that, the Christians are a minority. You would think they wouldn't be. But give me your takeaway. Fill everyone in on what the scene is there.
Yeah, you know, I've always heard that, but I never experienced it. And if you just look at 6 years ago, there were some 20-some percent of the population, which is still low. Right. Mm-hmm. And then today is between 1% and 2% is what I'm hearing. And just the level of persecution is unreal. You know, it's like families, especially the younger generations. I mean, they're not wanting to deal with checkpoints and all the persecution. I mean, they're wanting to get to, you know, easier places to live. America, other parts of Europe. So they're actually at risk of extinction. Like, if you can imagine, some of these churches in the Holy Land are at risk of becoming museums.
Crazy. No, it really is. What was your takeaway from being over there? Share your own experience. What was it like to be in the Holy Land?
You know, it was such a blessing to be with you, Drew, there in the Holy Land. It was my first time, and I didn't know what to expect. You always hear that, you know, it's the Bible comes alive and all this stuff, and it's like, it sounds, yeah, that sounds right. But actually, it takes a while to process what I've experienced. And you come back, and it's like every letter in the Scripture comes alive. So it was a remarkable experience.
Yeah, one of my takeaways was this. If you ever get a chance to go, I mean, make sure you've got good guides. Our guides were Christians, and they were outnumbered. They said, you know, a lot of people over there, in order to get work, they got to change their names. So instead of saying, hey, my name is, you know, Andrew, right? You'd have to go with Brahim or something else along those lines in order to get work. So it's pretty difficult over there. Was there anything that resonated with you with the guides? Anything they said that really stood out?
Yeah, just the fact that some of them said they have to hide their cross, you know, on their chain that they would wear. Certain places they'd go, they'd have to put it and tuck it in their shirt. It just that really resonated with me.
You know, there was a bishop over there. I just came across this in Jerusalem. He said this, and I want to share this quote. He says, he's warned the presence of Christianity in the Holy Land is threatened. He says, because there is a systematic attempt to drive the community out. He says this. He issued a statement. He says, throughout the Holy Land, Christians have become the target of frequent and sustained attacks by fringe radical groups. There have been countless incidences of physical and verbal assaults against priests and other clergy, attacks on Christian churches and holy sites regularly being vandalized and desecrated, and ongoing intimidation of local Christians who simply just want to work freely and go about their daily lives. These tactics are being used by such radical groups in a systematic attempt to drive Christians out of Jerusalem and other parts of the Holy Land. What are the numbers over there? Do you know what they are? I mean, how low is Christianity right now, and what are we seeing?
You know, I know the Christians are concentrated in Bethlehem and Sea of Galilee and those areas, but it's overall, it's only 1-2%. I think in Bethlehem itself is about 15%, so that's they're concentrated there, yeah. But it's very, very, very low.
Yeah, no kidding about it. And Garrett, when we were there, you know, one of the reasons we chose to bring this premium back from the Holy Land, this one made of olive wood, because it was made by the Christians, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was actually handmade in the workshop there in Bethlehem by our Christian brothers and sisters, and I can tell you they were so excited to have Relevant Radio staff there that we commissioned them to make these crosses specifically for you, for our listeners here. There's not another one like it. You can't find it in stores. You know, and something really special about it, it actually has the corpses is nailed to the cross. The crucifix is nailed to the cross. It's in pewter. And, you know, so in the back of it, it's branded Relevant Radio. I've never held or seen or held anything quite like it before.
You know, I put it in the top five of all the Relevant Radio premiums we've given away. I kind of like some of the St. Faustina stuff. Yeah, I'm a little partial. But I've got to say, and I had a conversation with Patrick Madrid a little bit earlier today. He says it's actually a second-class relic now. He says it's a second-class relic because, you know, it was actually touched to Golgotha. And you did the same thing, right? You put your hand through the hole in the floor there.
That's right.
You touched the stone where Christ's cross was and where his blood drained. That is unbelievable. You carried this to a lot of different places. What are the other places you carried some of the crosses with?
You know, just all these, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, the Via Della Rosa, which was by far my favorite location, is with you, just is taking the footsteps of Christ. And just even going on the stone where the body was laid and anointed and wrapped before he's buried. And I just, you know, and actually going into the empty tomb, I've never experienced peace quite like that myself. And I know you laid them right there in the empty tomb, and that was marvelous for me.
Yeah, the slab was pretty cool, right? It had that incredible aroma.
Oh yeah, I was rubbing some of my clothing, my jacket, the bag all over. I was hoping to bring it home. I'm just sniffing it.
So Kathy, my wife, she was with me on this trip, and she has a picture. I should have posted this. There's a picture of me with this bag of crosses, and I actually laid it on the slab where Christ's crucified body after he died was laid, and I laid him on that so that others would have access. You know, with so many guests, they could say, this was where Our Lady shed her tears, right? This was at the foot of the cross. You know, this was in the tomb where he rose from the dead 3 days later. You know, this was at so many of those holy places. So, look, a great premium. I just want to give you a quick plug for it. It's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. If you're just tuning in, I'll just give you a quick primer what's happening here. And Garen accompanied me on our Relevant Radio pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And as a great gift, they went up and they asked Christians in the Holy Land, you can buy olive wood and things there. It helps support them because they're being persecuted, as you just heard. They're really outnumbered and outgunned, and this is a great way to support them. So indirectly, you're really supporting the Christians in the Holy Land. But at the same time, too, this cross went to some incredibly beautiful and holy places. I believe there's a grace with it. And if you want to give it as a gift to the priest in your parish for Christmas, if you want to give it to somebody who's getting married, if you got somebody who's sick and dying, if you want to keep it with your Bible and use it when you pray, this is the gift for you, okay? And McGarren, I'll give you some final thoughts on this and the trip as well. Your takeaway and why really people maybe should pick this up.
You know, I think this is definitely a one-of-a-kind item. We've never had anything quite like this before. And I think it's something perfect for your pocket, maybe put in your purse, maybe your child or your grandchild's backpack, or maybe even on your nightstand, you know, those sleepless nights or you're stressing dealing with things or you just have deep prayer. I just think this is a wonderful item you do not want to miss. More than half of them are gone, and it's today only.
877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. 931 of these are gone. I know we didn't have that many, right? I mean, they're going to be, we had that, we had a little bit more than that, but there's only got to be a small amount remaining, if that. So time to get in. Online, relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Father Rocky's got a message for you too. So listen to this. I'll be right back.
Dollar a day helps us in a big way. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky of the Family Rosary Across America and the Relevant Radio CEO. Our numerous dollar a day donors, many of whom have made their gift perpetual, are the backbone of our Relevant Radio mission. Join the Relevant Radio family now at a dollar a day, and we'll send you a very, very special gift. A Relevant Radio branded wood hand cross. These were made in a workshop in Bethlehem and were blessed during Drew Mariani's pilgrimage tour of the Holy Land a few weeks ago. The Relevant Radio branded hand cross is made of olive wood, and the corpus is made from pewter. A beautiful keepsake or gift for sure, and it's our gift to you for a donation of a dollar a day. The hand cross is only available today and only while supplies last, so don't miss out. Make your dollar a day pledge at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
All right, we got to finish big, finish strong. We have just a couple hours left on day three of our pledge drive, and we'd love to hear from you right now, 877-291-0123. My name is Mike Kendall. I'm Executive Vice President of Programming here at Relevant Radio with my friend Drew Mariani. And Drew, it's been a great afternoon, but we'd love to hear from enough people to get us over the $1.5 million mark. We're about $43,000 away from $1.5 million. And these dollar-a-day crosses will help us get there. These are unique, custom-made olive wood crosses from Bethlehem. These were made from the resources in Bethlehem, and they traveled with Drew all around the Holy Land. He brought them back here to the United States. And now we want to put your mailing address on one of these and send them to you. So call us at 877-291-0123 and let us know who you are. Make that dollar a day pledge. You'll feel really good about it. When you tune into Relevant Radio next week, you're going to know, hey, I'm an investor. I'm making this happen. I have a role to play at Relevant Radio. You're going to feel really good putting some skin in the game. 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Time really is taking 937 premiums out. I don't know how many more we even have left, but I only have 45 minutes to hang out with you. This is a today only premium. I cannot stress that enough. Today and today only. And I just think it's a great gift. And I'm being really direct with you. I really think this is a wonderful premium for you personally. Put it with your Bibles. Garen says, put it in your nightstand when you wake up in the middle of the night. When you go through difficult times, gaze upon it, right? Call upon the Lord. Make it an instrument of prayer, just as your rosary is. Call now, 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
What difference does it make if you donate to Relevant Radio? Do you really have an impact on someone's life? Listen to this. About 10,000 people participated in our listener survey a couple of years ago, and over 20% of them, 20% of these people said that Relevant Radio inspired them to go back to Mass on a regular basis. Your tax-deductible donation is putting people back in the pews. Think of that. A one-time $50 donation, or say you give it a dollar a day right now, might result in someone you don't even know deciding to come back to the faith. 877-291-0123.
All right, we're counting on you. Just a few left. Just 44 minutes now remaining. Thank you for your support all week long. Be blessed, all right? Bless yourself or bless somebody you love. Get this olive wood cross with a pewter corpus on it that's been touched to the very place that Christ hung on that cross. It's yours, but you got to call now.
Ohana means family. Family means
nobody gets left behind.
Or
forgotten.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, so good to be here with you today. I want to share just something with you about meditating on the passion of the cross. The Lord, told St. Faustina, she made her way on the spiritual journey, meditating often on on the suffering of Jesus. And this is so counterintuitive, right? I mean, we try to avoid suffering. We try to avoid it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not very good at suffering. I'll be direct with you on it. I wish I was better. You know, when I go through difficult times, though, I do unite it to the Lord. I try my best. I don't look forward to suffering, but I'll tell you what, it is meritorious. In the Lord, one day, Faustina was at Mass, and she saw Jesus in the midst of his suffering. He was again now hanging on the cross. And he said to her, he says, "My daughter, meditate frequently on the sufferings which I have undergone for your sake, then nothing of what you suffer from me will seem great to you." And look, we are all going to encounter difficulties in life as we travel on the spiritual journey. And maybe you're in it now. Maybe your husband's not faithful, or your spouse isn't, your wife isn't. Maybe it's just the finances. Finances can be a cross. I mean, they can be a terrible cross. Believe me, they rob you of your hope. They fill you with anxiety. They rob you of your trust. Maybe it's that cancer you're in the battle with. Maybe it's your child's addiction, right? Maybe it's the job. We're all going to encounter difficulties as we make our way through this life. And Our Lady encourages us, of course, to do what? To focus on her son's passion, to stay clear of the snares and the traps of the evil one. So, you know, Faustina wrote, she says, be courageous. This is what the Lord told her. She says, be courageous. Do not fear apparent obstacles. This is what the Lord told her. Don't fear them. Do not fear these obstacles. But instead, what the Lord gave her, he gave her spiritual direction. He says, put your gaze, fix your gaze upon the passion of my son. And if you do that, you're going to be victorious. You will rise above the difficulty in your life. You will rise above that addiction. You'll rise above that suffering. You will rise above all those financial problems. You'll find the grace you need to get through it. God will never abandon you. I can't stress that enough to you. He'll never let you down. He'll only allow you to endure what you're capable of enduring. But boy, there's grace in it. Never be able to endure it. So Faustina wrote, she wrote in her diary of the many benefits that she received by meditating on the Passion. She says, as you walk in the footsteps of the Lord, here's what the Lord, this is what Faustina said in her diary. She says, when I meditate upon the Passion of Jesus, I get a clear understanding of things I could not comprehend before. Are you in those situations you just can't see the big picture? You can't get beyond it. You're confused. You don't see a way out. The situation you're in has no exit. Meditate on the Passion of Jesus, right? He who wants to learn true humility, and it's the greatest, I think, of all those virtues. Reflect on the Passion of the Lord. Look at the Son of God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all things, taking on humanity and hanging on a cross. You talk about humility, being mocked and ridiculed, stripped and beaten. Maybe you're prideful. Maybe that's the sin that's holding you back in the spiritual life. Meditate on the Passion. Meditate on our Lord hanging on the cross. Look, look, it's a great sin of Lucifer, right? We all have to work on our humility. I was praying for it earlier today. It's a frightening prayer. But I'll tell you what, do yourself a favor. I just want to put this out before you. If you're just joining me, I went to the Holy Land, got back a couple weeks ago. I brought back olive wood crosses. And if you go to Twitter, you'll see the picture. I'm holding them up at Drew Mariani Show. Check it out and follow us there. These crosses were placed. They were put at the very place where Christ hung in a humiliating fashion on that cross, where he conquered death, where he threw open the gates of heaven, where he made you a son or a daughter of God. Think about that. These crosses were there. So as you're going through difficulty trying to comprehend your situation, meditate on his Passion. Gaze upon this cross that I'll send you. You want to learn true humility? Take this cross that was the very foot of his cross and gaze upon it. You know, here's the other thing. Maybe you're battling cancer, fibromyalgia. Maybe you've got neuropathy. Maybe you've got osteoporosis. Maybe you've got rheumatoid arthritis. Maybe you got some debilitating, agonizing pain, right? Diary entry 1625, St. Faustina, she said, when I meditate on the Passion of Jesus, my physical sufferings are lessened. Now, I just listen to that for a minute. I mean, honestly, just think about that for a moment. She wrote, when I meditate on his painful passion, my physical sufferings are lessened. Are you going through chemo right now? Are you having difficulty in life? Meditate on his Passion. Look upon the cross. If you can help Relevant with a gift, If you can call in right now, I'm telling you right now, we have 972 of these crosses out. There's probably only a few hundred, if that, left, and we reach a very large audience. I really want you to have this cross. Maybe it's your marriage that's in trouble. Maybe you're having difficulty in that relationship. Get this cross, and as the husband has that anger outburst, or your spouse is cold and tepid to you, take this cross out. Hold it in your hand as you have that conversation. You know, as you're in that argument, pray for God's mercy. Maybe, just maybe, you know, you're praying for that future spouse, right? If you're praying for that future spouse, take this cross, gaze upon it, and say, Lord, and you know, at your wedding, bring this very cross to the wedding. Give it to your spouse. Said, I prayed for you. I meditated on the passion of the Lord. Here's the cross. It touched his very, to the blood-soaked rocks of Golgotha. And give that as a wedding gift. Give it as a wedding gift to your spouse. Faustina says, when I began to immerse myself in the divine passion, the great worth of the human soul and the great evil of sin were revealed to her. Maybe you're blind to the type of sin you're involved in. You know, maybe you know the porn is wrong, or you know the activity you're dabbling in isn't right. When you immerse yourself in his passion, those spiritual blinders come off, and you begin to see with this crystal vision. You begin to see with a clarion vision. The spiritual landscape clarifies. Hey, meditate on the passion. It's one of the secrets of the spiritual life, I'm telling you. It's one of the great secrets of the spiritual life. And too few of us, we take advantage of it. One final thought here, where she says, I understood that I did not know how to suffer. I didn't know how to suffer. In order to gain merit for my suffering, she says, I will unite myself more closely in suffering to the passion of the Lord Jesus. That's what Faustina said. This is your opportunity. This is your gift. All right. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. I only have about maybe 35 minutes left. I'm telling you this, if you want to advance in the spiritual life, if you want to grow in holiness, this is the way you do it. I think the passion of the Lord, understanding suffering, understanding the merit of it, the value of it, the beauty of it, the grace that comes in it, it will amplify your prayer. When you understand the value of suffering and the cross, it amplifies your prayer. And I know we all have crosses in our life, united to that of the Lord. Pray for those children. Pray for that future spouse. Pray for that troubled marriage. This will allow you, and all the great saints knew this. I mean, they understood the value of it. They embraced the cross. And what did they do? They rapidly sped down the pathway to holiness. They grew in the spiritual life. The fruit of meditating on the passion is that it will ultimately lead to greater self-sacrifice. You will become more Christ-like as you empty yourself out, as you submit to God's holy will. That's the battle. We're in conflict with God's will, aren't we? We want our will, not God's will. I may not like where God wants to lead me, right? I may not like the cross he wants to give me. If I had my way, it would be different. But that is what happens when we meditate on the passion. We become more Christ-like. And we see the value, the merit, the beauty of what God is doing. And believe me, he's going to bring a greater good out of it. In that way, you will, when you embrace that cross, you'll share more deeply in the plan of redemption, which is an honor, is a privilege. And believe it or not, it's the duty of all who adore God's great mercy. I got to take a break. Time is the enemy. 34 minutes left. Special premium I brought back from the Holy Land. An olive wood cross touches some of the holiest places on the planet, especially the place where Christ conquered death. I'll be right back.
One of those crosses can be yours right now, this very moment, if you make a pledge, $1 a day at 877-291-0123. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani for just a couple of minutes to encourage you to give. We are at the $1.47 million mark. We got to cross the $3 million line by Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, so we have a long way to go. We need to hear from you. relevantradio.com or 1-877-291-0123. The theme this time around, the final pledge drive of the year, is join the family. And I hear from listeners all the time, Drew, whenever I talk to listeners out at an event or when we take pledge calls, they really feel like they know you. They feel like you're a part of their family. They feel like Patrick Madrid and Father Rocky are a part of their family. So now we're turning the tables and we're asking you to make a pledge. We only do this four times a year. And when you make that pledge, you will be officially a part of the Relevant Radio family. Join the family, make a pledge, and at $1 a day, one of these hand crosses is all yours. Plus, you get the regular premium on top of that. So it's like a two-for-one deal. How can you pass it up? 1-877-291-0123.
Mike, I agree with you. Look, I'm telling you now, you're not going to be disappointed with this premium. I do love this premium. I had this this cross. I have a Divine Mercy image in my office, and I have this laying right next to it. I brought it into the studio here. And it's been in my hand this entire day. From the time I started this broadcast, I'm talking here. I'm an Italian. I talk with my hands. It has been in my hand. And I'll tell you what. I used to always have my rosary in my hand. And one of my cousins one time said, why do you always have your rosary in your hand? Because it reminds me to pray. It reminds me of the passion of our Lord. This is a great gift. Went to the Holy Land. It was at Cana. It was at Tabor where Christ transfigured. It was where Lazarus rose from the dead. It's where our Lord sweat blood. It was on Calvary. And it is yours. It's a powerful sacramental. It is. Patrick says it's a second-class relic. Mm-hmm. So check it out at 877-291-0123. 996 now gone, boy. There's only a few left. Time to get in. Online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app.
It walked the Via Dolorosa. It really did. It was at the Calvary, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Garden of Gethsemane. It was there. It was really, really there. The Mount of Olives. Drew took it all over to Cana, the site of Jesus' first miracle. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Why do you give? Because we help people learn about the faith. We bring people back to the faith. We hear from reverts all the time. Say, hey, you brought me back to the church. Thank you. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. We have less than 400 of those palm crosses left. That's it.
Wow.
And they're going to go fast here in the last half hour. So make that call. Don't lose out. 877-291-0123.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Wow, thanks for joining me. We only have about 28 minutes left. And, you know, I asked Patrick Madrid this morning a question. I said, hey, Patrick, got a quick question for you. I said, you know, this cross that I brought back from the Holy Land, it was actually touched to Golgotha. Actually, the very stone itself, because if you go below the Holy Sepulchre, you can see where the stone split. Scripture writes about that. But it was actually touched to the stone. And I said, because Christ's precious blood, you know, dripped or poured or, you know, soaked that, is this a relic? And he went through, you know, relic, of course, is a hair, a piece of the body of the person. And a second-class relic is something that's touched to that, you know? So this could, I guess, be considered a second-class relic, if not definitely a third. But, you know, actually, you're going to get a relic from the Holy Land, a relic from where Christ transfigured, where he rose from the dead, where he died for you. And it's a special premium. Over 1,000 of these olive wood crosses have gone, made by the Christians. And I only have about maybe 27 minutes for you to get them. So why don't you call in right now, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Let me tell you a little bit about relics, okay? Maybe I should talk about that. Maybe you're, hey, I'm Catholic, but I don't understand all this jargon. Or maybe you're not Catholic and you're thinking, what the heck is first, second, third class relics? I don't get it. Relinquo is a Latin word. You know, it means leaving behind, right? And I think it's almost fitting. In the highest classification, right, relics are the physical remains of the saint or the venerated person we talked about. The first class relics are usually kept. You'll see them in crypts or reliquaries. They don't really give them out anymore. The lady used to be able to get these. And what ends up happening is, you know, your Uncle Joe had one or your mom or somebody in. They end up dying, and the kids don't know what these are. They don't want them. They end up on eBay or in the trash, you know. So the church, I think, in its wisdom, stopped the process of giving them to the lady. And there are some lay people who have them. It's under special circumstances. But second-class relics are items that are used or owned by the saint. You know, maybe say John Paul II stole, or, you know, St. Faustina's rosary, or whatever it might be, right? The third class is something that's been touched to, third class relics are items that have been touched to a first class relic. So crucifixes, medals, rosaries, they often become third class relics like that. So this is a great gift. I'm telling you, if you want to get it, and you wonder, well, where is this? Relics, I think they have an important place to important role to play in the life of a Christian, in your life, for several reasons. I mean, you know, the Bible's pretty clear, right? It tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. They're sacred temples. It belongs to God. Those who've lived these heroic lives of virtue, who become saints, it just makes sense, you know? So relics and their veneration can be instruments of God's power. A lot of incorruptibles, right? A lot of souls have not been touched by the decay of death. You know, Scripture, if you go back to even to the Old Testament, I think of Elisha's bones, how they came in contact with a dead person who then was resurrected to life, right? The power of these relics. The Israelites took the bones of Joseph when they departed Egypt. Remember that? You know, Elisha also took the mantle of Elijah, and he fashioned a miracle with it, right? It goes on and on. In the early, you know, the Acts of the Apostles, if you read that, you can read about Christians of Ephesus using handkerchiefs and cloths touched by St. Paul's skin that brought about the healing. Acts 9, you can read about that. There's this whole history. It's chock full of occasions of miracles that involve contact with and veneration to relics. That's why, again, I want to be really straight with you, very direct with you, and very passionate about it. I mean, we brought just a few of these back. This is a cross, an olive wood cross made by Christians in the Holy Land that were actually touched to the tomb of Christ, to the rocks in which his cross was embedded, perhaps where his holy and precious blood soaked. And we want to give them to you. Maybe you're seeking the healing. Maybe you're praying for the healing. Maybe you're suffering. Maybe you're going through that difficulty. This cross will fit in your hand. It'll fit in your pocket. It'll fit in your pocketbook. It'll be on the nightstand next to you. It'll be in your car. A constant reminder of our Lord's passion, but it's also something that maybe you want to lay on. I shared the story of how Faustina laid it on the sick man who was dying and how it brought him peace. I think we underestimate the power of these relics and how God can use them. You know, I really think that we overlook that. From the earliest times of our faith, you know, Christians have proclaimed the significance of these relics, right? And I, you know, another classic example is the Holy Shroud, right? That's a relic. The bones of St. Peter have been kept in his tomb under St. Peter's Basilica since the first century. Church is just chock full of these. So, you know, I encourage you, if you want to, maybe give this as a gift to your priest, or maybe give it to one of your children, or, you know, Christmas is coming up. I think it would make a very special gift to your spouse. So I love the idea that you know, because this was also at Cana, if you're praying for a future spouse, take it, pray on it. And when you finally meet that future spouse, I would give it to them when you give them that engagement ring, or when you exchange vows and say, I prayed, invoked the Lord's passion for you. And here's the cross that touched it was at Cana and touched to the very, you know, place of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. So that's yours. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And one final note on this. I'll just share one final thing about meditating on the passion, because it's something that I've been doing more. I've been trying to fast more. I've been trying to do, as the Fatima seers were requested, to do more penance. And I've been doing it for our country. You know, I've been doing it for people that I know need conversion. There's some family members who I am personally praying for. And I also include you, my spiritual family, who join me here every single day. Because there's a power in this. You know, maybe right now you say, Drew, I can't suffer anymore. I'm going through a difficult time, man. I'm in the fight of my life right now, or these migraines are killing me, or, you know, my lungs are burning, or I'm dealing with COVID. Faustina said, when it seems that your suffering exceeds your strength, you know, the Lord told her, what do you do when you're overcome by your own personal suffering? The Lord says, contemplate my wounds. Contemplate my wounds. He says, there are few souls who contemplate his passion with true feeling. You know, do you meditate on it? Do you realize what the Lord went through? And here's the secret to it. And I'm just trying to give you some bullets for your spiritual gun, some arrows for your quiver. He says, the soul that will contemplate his passion with true feeling, he'll give great grace to that soul. You know, great grace to those who meditate on his passion. I'm telling you, we're now down to 1,034 of these are gone. I am really concerned that kale won't even have them coming up. So they're going very, very quickly. A lot of people are saying, I want this cross that has been in the footsteps of Christ, the Via Della Rosa, the tomb. It was at Cana, was at Tabor, was in Galilee, was in Capernaum, was where Lazarus resurrected. This is yours. Take advantage of it before I have to sign off. St. Faustina said there's more merit to 1 hour of meditating on his sorrowful passion than there is a whole year of flagellation that draws blood. You know, he says, the contemplation of my wounds is of great profit to you. It brings me great joy. It brings me great joy. The saints knew this. Augustine talked about it. Teresa of Avila, St. Bonaventure, they all talked about it. You know, St. Augustine, he said once, you know, a single tear shed in remembrance of the passion of our Lord is worth more than a pilgrimage or a year of fasting on bread and water. That's the power of it. So I'm going to give you an instrument that you can keep with you, you'd stick in your car and have in your presence that will help you to meditate more deeply on the Lord and change your life. All right, here, I'm going to come back with Mike Kendall here in a quick second. I want to give you the number. I want to give you the opportunity. We're now down 1,038 of these are gone. They're going like crazy. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. And if I get a chance, maybe I'll share with you what one saint saw of the Lord in his agony on the cross. If you're trying to get into the studio here, maybe I gave you the wrong number. It's 877-291-0123 to make your pledge. All right. You know, you want to see the fruit of your generosity too? Because this is not just about this premium. When you give to Relevant, you're really giving to transform lives and to save souls, to advance the message of God's mercy, to have the rosary and the mass brought to you daily, to be catechized, to be inspired. Here's a classic example of those who've gone maybe before you, who supported Relevant Radio by making that pledge.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Father Rocky. How are you? Thank you for taking the call. You've prayed, all the family rosary have prayed for Ashley. My granddaughter, who at 16 ran away, got pregnant, bad choices. Now, just she delivered my first great-grandchild yesterday, Mia. Ashley is in RCIA, and she's getting her GED, and she's turned her whole life around. And I'm just so proud of her. So thank you for all the prayers.
Thanks be to God.
Praise God. Yes.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Thank you for spending the last few minutes of your workday with Relevant Radio, and we appreciate you choosing us on your drive home from work as well. It's great spending time with you. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. Final pledge drive of the year. This is it. In fact, we only have two more pledge days left in the entire calendar year, tomorrow and Friday. So don't lose out on your opportunity to give generously and join the family. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. And we made it to the halfway point. 1.5 million raised this hour. We crossed the 1.5 million mark, so we're halfway to our goal of 3 million. Here's how we got there, Drew. Kelly in Corona, California called. Irma, McAllen, Texas, and Gail in North Las Vegas, Nevada. All of them have something in common. They've all donated at a dollar a day. They're giving at that special premium level, Drew. And if you make that pledge now, you will get this very special dollar a day premium that we've been talking about throughout the day. We do have a few left, but they're going fast.
Wow, they're really going.
These are hand crosses that were made from olive wood that came from Bethlehem. They were made in Bethlehem. They were they're unique. Each one is unique unto itself. There's not one that's alike another. So when you get yours, you'll be the only one in the world that has this thing. So Drew just handed me
it's
one
heavy,
of them
isn't
we
it?
Have
I mean,
in the
it's
studio.
Solid. Oh, yeah. It's heavy. It's got a pewter corpus on it. You can hang it on a wall.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's yeah, I'm proud it definitely
of that
has.
I love that premium.
Definitely has some weight to it, which is really nice. There's a picture of it on the front page of our website, or if you have our mobile app, as soon as you tap on the app, you'll get a chance to look at it. But I was thinking, Drew, you know how you have pictures of family members like on a credenza, maybe like nieces and nephews, sure. like their school pictures, and there's an individual picture of each one of the kids. I was thinking like a grandmother could put this in front of the one child she's praying for that day, and then move it down.
Great
and
idea.
Just kind of whoever she's really praying for, just be a reminder to that person. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And yeah, I was going to say, you've had this in your hand all day.
I did. And I have not dropped it yet.
I think Maggie's going to agree with me. You've been very serene today.
I have
you've
been.
Like
I've
yesterday,
been
you were pretty hectic. But today, you just there's a peace about you today.
Maybe there's something about that relic. Maybe there's something about it. I don't know.
I think so.
My wife's saying, bring it home.
Yeah,
bring it home.
Yeah, yeah. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
That's so funny. That's great. My wife's friends say, boy, your husband must be so tired when he comes home. He must not want to talk. And she'd say, you'd think so, right? I'll bring that cross home, right? All right, 877-291-0123. Down to the last 15 minutes today. Get in. Take advantage. And I'm telling you, I love this premium. You're not going to be disappointed. Put it on that Bible. I love Mike's idea. Pray for each one of your children with it on a separate day. Put it in front of their picture. We'll be back.
You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
I'm going to take a few of your calls, too. And Mary and Elk Grove, I'm going to jump over to you. If you want to get in, I only have a few minutes left in the studio. It's 888-914-9149. I always love hanging out with you and talking with you. You know, Mike, before I grab Mary, I just want to follow up on something you said, because I thought it was brilliant. You know, you said, hey, why don't I put that in front of the picture? I know we all have children that we're praying for, right? Or we have nieces or nephews. I spoke to my sister the other day, and she asked me to pray for my nephew. And I'm like, okay, I will definitely do that. What a great idea. It's a reminder of that call to prayer. Sometimes we say, oh, we'll pray for this, and you forget. This is a great reminder. It's almost something that when you look at it, oh, my gosh, I got to pray for it. I was on a pilgrimage once, and a priest gave me a little icon of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It was a little thing that would stand up. It was actually quite pretty. And he says, whenever you see that, say a prayer for me. That guy's got more prayers than anybody I know. Because every time I see that, I'm like, oh, I got to say a prayer for Father, right? But he's getting the prayers, right? The same thing with this particular cross. I think it's a great tool of evangelization, too. So maybe your kids are away from the faith. Maybe it's a great way to leave that out when your neighbor comes over and they say, oh, that's really cool. What's that? Wow, was it the Holy Land? It was at the foot of Golgotha. It touched the very rocks that Christ was crucified on. It was where he resurrected. You can talk about the faith. It's a great instrument for evangelization. So 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. I'm down to 13 minutes left. Only a few of these left, so please try to get in before the hour runs out, okay? We'll make it a big hour for everybody. Mary in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Hey, Mary.
Just wanted to comment that I had made my dollar a day donation on my phone just a little while ago, and then the Holy Spirit inspired me. My sister and I had hoped one day to go to the Holy Land ourselves. Wow. And if that doesn't happen, she'll be 75 next year, that I'm ordering one for her too, making the donation again for myself.
That's sweet.
And then when it comes to me, I will mail it to her, and maybe there'll be some movement in regards to her getting her passport, which is right now Googling there. So, also I'm a Seven Sister Prayer Warrior for our priest. You know, that's a Seven Sisters Apostolate, and I normally have a cross that I hold while I'm praying. So when I get this one, this is now going to be the cross that I use for my hour of prayers for Father.
Well,
so,
Mary, first of all,
a lot of ideas.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, thank you for your generosity. That's a very heroic amount of giving, and I'm grateful for that. I know souls are going to be touched by your generosity in the days ahead. So that's really what this is all about. It's about keeping Relevant Radio on the air, being able to, you know, bring Christ to others. That's the mission here, fundamentally. But this cross is kind of cool, too. I don't know what kind of cross you personally have. This is a small, you know, this fits in the palm of your hand. I like it. You know what I like so much about it? It touched the places where Christ walked and talked and preached and healed. And ultimately, there's nothing more special than it being at Calvary, you know. So God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Father, you want to come in? There's Father Rocky. He's just walking by saying hello. Father will be back with us in a little bit. Mike, I received this this email from a listener and says, look, I want to share the good news. I pray the Divine Majesty Chapel with you and your listeners for the past couple of years. He says, I regularly attend Mass and listen to Relevant Radio. About a year ago, you aired a miracle moment about confession. The testifier ended the moment with a statement, confession really works. At the time I heard this, I was actively viewing pornography online, which was slowly moving me away from my wife and children. I knew it was wrong. I've been praying for a miracle. I went to confession, and I confessed my sin of adultery, among others. And see, that's what Relevant Radio is all about. I mean, that's fundamentally, it's not necessarily about the premium you get when you support. It's about that man who's not faithful to his spouse, right? Mm-hmm. Who's going back to the sacrament of mercy, where the Lord says, the greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to my mercy. It's about clearing up misconceptions about the faith. It's about bringing Christ into the lives of others. I don't know how many seconds I have left to live. You know, I want to live every one of them for God, and I want those that I love to do the same thing. I know you do. Help Relevant Radio. There's nothing like it on the air. We're inviting you now to join us at 877-291-0123.
For every one of those, I went back to confession stories, there's another one to match it. In fact, we did a survey with our listeners, and 45% of them said that by listening to Relevant Radio, it gave them the courage to come back to the sacrament of confession. Kathy in Wisconsin told us she went back for the first time in 40 years.
Wow.
In 40 years. Wow. 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Maybe you've heard us talking today about this special premium. Well, I'm here to tell you the day is running out. There's not a lot of time left. 8 minutes left in this hour. That's it. So take advantage of this special deal, this beautiful olive wood cross from Bethlehem, traveled to all those holy spots in the Holy Land with Drew. He literally carried these with him. Each one is unique. There's one that's been made for you. You just got to call us and let us know who you are. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Hey, Helen in Whittier, California, thank you for your Dollar Day pledge. And Mark in Naples, you rock, brother. Appreciate your generosity as well. And in Phoenix, Arizona, Catherine in Napa, Jackie in Chicago, all over the country, Pewaukee, Wisconsin showing up as well. A lot of people coming in, Mike, at that dollar a day. It's a rare premium. And I'll tell you what, the real tragedy here is at the end of this day, that's it.
Right.
They're going to run out. They're going to run out. They will not be offered again. This is your only opportunity, your only chance to get this beautiful relic, this cross that was there in the Holy Land, that was actually touched to the stone where Christ was crucified.
Yeah, we're not going to roll them out again on Friday and say, hey, we were just kidding. Yeah. Here's your last chance. No, this is it today only. So make that call, 877-291-0123. Hey, the year is winding down, but we still have lots of exciting things coming up, some great programming during Advent. In fact, we just converted one of our meeting spaces into a theater. We're going to be doing a Christmas live program here. Awesome. The Mary Beggar producers of On the Night Train coming up in a few weeks. Keep listening. We'll have details soon. We'll have some live family entertainment. They're putting together like a variety show. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be good, wholesome family entertainment. That's just one of the many things that you can look forward to by the end of the year. But you have to keep the lights on for us, so make that call now at 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Or if you have the Relevant Radio app, you have no excuse. Your phone is right there. Just press the button and donate now.
877-291-0123. We're down to about 6 minutes remaining to hang out together. Relevant Radio is listener supported, as you know, and we are well now halfway through our goal, through our week. We only have Thursday and Friday left. So if you've found value over the year with Relevant, you know, you know what's so cool about Relevant? We actually prayed this campaign of memoraries. I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands, millions we prayed. If you take a look at the Dobbs decision, I think that was a miracle prayer. I really do. I think Roe disappearing. If anything happened in 2022 that I can mark, that's it. Also, the consecration of Pope Francis, right? He consecrated Ukraine and Russia and the world. I keep watching what's happening over in Ukraine. Do you see Russia just withdrew from another southern territory today?
Yep.
Is it part of the ongoing battle? Maybe. or maybe God's at work here. And see, that's the problem. We need God in the culture. We need these prayers. We need these consecrations. We need to let people know that there is hope. And that, you know, evil seems towering and large. God is infinitely greater. And that's what the world needs to hear. I mean, I hope you'll support that message. I hope you'll join us now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Take advantage of this wooden olive wood cross that we brought back from the Holy Land. Just a few moments left to get it.
We know there's suffering. You're battling. You have your own battles, too. And so we'd love to send you one of these olive wood crosses. It will help you in prayer. It'll help you keep your focus on Jesus who loves you. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Joan in Fort Myers, Florida, thank you so much for your dollar a day pledge. Bob in San Marcos, Texas, $365 a day.
Yep.
Mona in Caribou, Maine, also $365. Thank you so much for your dollar a day pledge. You're each gonna receive one of these unique palm crosses. We're gonna send them out to you, and it'll be the final stop because it's been to the Holy Land. That's where it started. Flew with Drew across the ocean and back in the United States, yep. And it will be at your doorstep soon if you make that call. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. The election last night, Drew, it told us a lot of things. One thing is certain, the fight for life isn't over. All the state proposition measures on abortion that unfortunately passed, meaning states like California and Michigan and Vermont, it'll be even easier to abort a baby. This, despite our bishops urging Catholics to vote against these bills, we helped give them a voice. We provided a voice. Who's going to provide a voice for the unborn in the media? You know we will. 877-291-0123. Keep Relevant Radio equipped to defend human life. When you listen to Relevant Radio, you know you're not alone. You're not the only one. We share your values. Your values are our values. You want proof? Go to our website and take a look at where the Memorare meter stands. 487 million prayers and growing. You're doing that. You're making that happen. 877-291-0123.
Such a great point. You know, when I heard about Prop 3 in Michigan, Prop 1 in California, and I heard about Vermont. Yeah. I literally prayed. I asked God just for mercy, you know. I just give America a chance, you know. And there's virtuous people in this country. And Relevant Radio is one of those lights in this, what seems like a country of increasing darkness. That's why we need to keep that light beaming strong. We need to make sure that the voice of truth and of Jesus Christ is heard. Because it's what will pierce souls. It's ultimately what will hold back the hand of God's justice. He says, you know, the world won't have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. That's what we proclaim here, day in and day out. So I really invite you to help with what is a noble, what is a holy, what is a critical and important mission. And join us. Call now while you can at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
As we get to the end of the hour, the phones usually get very busy, so the best way to donate is online. You'll get the exclusive online free gift, our MP3, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family by Father Rocky. It's all yours, and the only way you get that is by donating online. So you'll get the cross if you donate at $1 a day. You'll get the regular premium for $1 a day, and you'll get Father Rocky's brand new MP3, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. That's the way to donate, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and we'll make sure you're counted for this hour. Or you can try, get through on the phone lines at 877-291-0123. But whatever you do, do it today, because this premium will not be available tomorrow or Friday.
That's so true, Mike, and we are more than halfway through our pledge drive, so we could really use everybody right now. If you could step up with a gift, large or small, it makes a difference. But to that point, I'm grateful for Relevant giving me the opportunity to travel, to go to these holy places, and to bring back a relic like this. It was a blessing for me spiritually to be able to pray there, and I want to bless you by letting you have this incredible premium as well. I know Cal Clark is coming up. There are a few left. You can get them in the next hour, and we'll see what happens, whether they're for Tim or Ian Father as well. But great programming straight ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe his daughter, Michaela, is going to be doing some jokes tonight.
Oh, that's always it, right?
She always does that during pledge week. So I think tonight might be the night.
Pledge classic.
Yes, exactly. So that's coming up. Have a great night. Call now, 877-291-0123. Thanks a lot, Drew.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. We'll pray. The chaplain, of course. Stay tuned. Cale Clark is straight ahead.